Coming in, I was impressed with his, I thought he was wise beyond his years. He was very mature. He's very focused. He knows where he wants to take the program. He's a great leader. I like the rapport he has with the players. He brings tremendous energy. He's got a passion for Northwestern, and that's evident in everything he does.
And so you worked with Gary Barnett.
Gary Barnett.
Do you see any similarities between the two in their styles?
Well, he may have learned things from Gary motivationally or organizationally, but, Fitz is himself. He isn't trying to be somebody else. He is who he is personality-wise. He kind of coaches like I think he played with great intensity and he doesn't believe he was the most gifted athlete, but he was smart, he was tough, he worked at it, and I think he tries to get our players to buy into that and what it can do for them, no matter what their talent level is.
So what do you think, having played here and then coached here, what does he mean to this program?
Well, I think he's brought up, he brings a tremendous passion, what he wants to Northwestern to stand for, a team that can win with great academic students and great and high standards on and off the field. We have great character in our program. He demands that. And then, but we're not happy winning 8-9 games. We want to win a championship. And I believe we can do that here under his direction.
So, you've coached with a lot of different guys. Have you seen anyone as enthusiastic, as passionate, as lively as him?
Probably not. I mean, they all had enthusiasm and a passion for coaching, but he's got a more youthful, closer to being a player attitude. And they all had tremendous passion about coaching and enthusiasm about coaching, but, he brings maybe a younger man's aspect to it, fresher from playing, and he coaches more like he played.
Yeah. All right, great. Thanks, Coach.
You guys lose a lot of returning starts as defense, D-line, How is that going to affect this team?
The thing about college is you're going to graduate guys every year, and you're never going to have the same bunch back again. To me, it's a chance for somebody else to step up. When I got here in 08, it was similar. We graduated some guys. We had some unknowns. We had a lot of guys that came out and competed. And they said, hey, this is my opportunity to start and make a name for myself. Last year with the injuries we had, we've had to play a lot more guys. So a lot more guys got experience. So it served us well from that respect. Because in the D-line, we rotated a bunch of guys in there. And Corbin and Hahn and Marshall Thomas and Jack DiNardo and Nico. There were five guys rotated in there because Adam was hurt early. Jack got hurt early. Even Marshall. Hi, Pat. How you doing?
Coach McCall.
Same thing at end to a degree when Corey was hurt. So it's going to help us in the long run. Can't worry about who you lost. We're going to take the guys we got and try to make them the best we are, and I like their attitude so far.
And who have you seen from that unit that's kind of stepped up?
Well, a lot of guys have. A lot of guys have taken a step up in their execution and their game. So too early to single anybody out. But, I like the way where we're at right now. It's too early, but still early.
When you go into first scrimmage of the spring, what are you looking for, and what did you say?
It's really kind of a yardstick scrimmage. It kind of tells you where you guys are at, especially young players. And in our system, where our offense is in the no huddle and the tempo and the motion, all that stuff, it is extremely hard on young players mentally. So it gives you an idea where they're at. Now, after the first scrimmage, a lot of times, they make great strides the second one because they have a little more confidence. Well, I can handle that. It wasn't that bad. So it's more of a yardstick scrimmage. And it tells you kind of who's can think on their feet and where they're at in that ability level. And, young guys, it's always hard first. But one thing, tackle. But see, the problem is with the young guys, when they have that uncertainty, you know, they just have a hard time going anywhere fast and being aggressive because they're trying to do the right thing and then they get bogged down mentally.
Is it the thinking too much instead of just reacting?
Yeah, and that happens. But our offense compounds it because it's all no huddle, fast pace, motion, glance. You know, so things change. You know the defense, you get right to bring a play, and all of a sudden they motion, and then you got to make an adjustment. So it makes it hard. And we tell them it is extremely difficult on you. But by the end of spring, you're going to be pretty comfortable with it. And by the time you come back in the fall, during 2 days, you'll be totally at ease with it, you know. And then when you get in a game in that situation, it really benefits us, you know.
You've changed the mentality of this defense from kind of a read or react style to more of just an aggressive, that said, you know, you don't really need to think, you know, you just kind of go. How does that mentality suit this team?
It's just part of our philosophy that we need to be aggressive and attack the line of scrimmage and not be so read and react conscious, because we don't have all 310-pound tackles, or, you know, our ends aren't 275 like maybe LSU's. So we need to be a little more aggressive to control the line of scrimmage, and we want that mentality anyway. We think it'll help when we do zone blitz because we are aggressive in our base. When we move, that ought to make us more effective.
You say you use today as a yardstick. Yeah. On those 36 inches, like how far to 36 are we?
Well, I don't know until I see the video, you know, because things happen fast.
Instinctively, what would your answer be?
Say where we'd like to be, you know.
18 inches, 22 inches.
I don't know. I'm just saying this really kind of shows us where we're at and what areas we really need to continue to, where we need to really get better at. Or it's hard to tell. Like to do with all our
and things like that.